the most important business lesson you've learned in the last 2 years, Victor?
I think the lesson that we've learned is a lesson that technology companies of all sizes, from IBM down to the smallest startup, have learned. The past 2 years, J.D. Edwards hit some rough times, and the reason is we took our eye off the customer. And I think a lot of technology companies are guilty of that same mistake. Being so wrapped up in the technology you're developing, put under their feet and show them a clear way of getting from today's install to tomorrow's vision of collaborative commerce. And we can't do that if all we're doing is focusing on the technology that gets them there. We have to understand their businesses, their needs, their pains, and how we're going to deliver against those. It's with that customer-driven approach that you get a success that can be sustained. And that's what we're all looking for, I think. It happened at IBM. You know, when Lou Gerstner came in, he turned all of his executives outwards. They were used to making presentations about their business. He made them make presentations about their competitors. That kind of outward-looking attitude is what all of us as technologists can bear to learn a lesson from and focus on where our customers are taking us and not where we want to go solely, sometimes in spite of them.
Biggest mistake is I bought high and I sold low. Is there anyone in here that didn't do that? I don't know. That's a mistake we'd all like to get rid of. There's some reasons that fall right in line with Victor's, which because of what, it's about being enamored by the technology, frankly. And I'm a technology guy. I love this stuff. I mean, I can stay up nights and read about it. I can play with it. I can get my arms around it. I love the science. I'm just fascinated. I'm Curious George with it, the whole thing. And yet you have to translate that technology into, is there a market? And we invested in technology. We invested in what could be, and we didn't look hard and long enough at, is the market really there? Are the customers willing to separate? Does the business model make sense? And so there's a lot more focus today on, particularly with the business plans that we see, that we believe the technology will work. What we don't believe anymore is that, is there a market there? And so all of our due diligence, not all, but a large percentage of it, and we've probably gone too far the other way, like many of us do in these kinds of things, but is we're focused on talking to partners and distribution channels and customers, whether they're real or beta customers, and you just really go, now what problem is this solving? Is it really so painful? Is it really going to make a difference in the way you do business tomorrow? And if so, let's talk to you. Another person and another person. And so it's all about that market risk that and market opportunity that the frenzy created the market for you, and you felt confident in walking into it with good technology, and it wasn't so.
The lesson I learned is that you cannot stay home and telecommute with a three-year-old at home. You have to go to the office. You have to. I agree with these two gentlemen. I mean, I think the mistake we made was making assumptions that the new economy didn't need to perform like the traditional economy, if you can use those terms, and to decide that, you know, the transportation issues and healthcare issues just weren't important to us, and you know, revenues were a distraction. I actually heard that a few years ago. I don't know. You know, I did take my economics courses, and I don't remember that revenues were a distraction. So I think those are the lessons overall, that that we couldn't operate independent. It's all, in my mind, one economy.
Thank you. Does the state have a role here? Does the city have a role here? What should the state of Colorado be doing to help the technology sector? What should the city of Denver be doing? Joe, rather than have these folks steal your answers before we get to you, we'll start with you.
They've been carrying me. I've been stealing their answer. Yeah, I think the state, the city, you know, everybody's got a role here. And if the question is, how do we make sure that we stay competitive, it really does take a combination of, the state programs. And we'll use Boeing, for example, the one that got away. Well, we, you know, absolutely need the, and I have to applaud him, the leadership that Governor Owens and Mark Holtzman played with Boeing was, I'd almost like to give him applause, but we won't do that. We absolutely need leaders that understand what it takes to have a pro-business environment. We need the private sector. We need the venture capitalists. We need Rick Patch. We cannot maintain a competitive stature without the money flowing in. And every time the governor knocks on a door, the mayor and says, hey, invest in Colorado, that's important. So the long and short of it, you could not do it without strong leadership in both the public and private sector.
Yeah, this is an odd question because it's hard to translate quickly the role of the state into, you know, the costs, the benefits, the revenues of particular businesses and technology. You know, I tend to focus on what are the critical success factors for business growth in any region, and you know, you got to have the two most important things, and Joe's heard me preach about this, and he's right in line with me, is you got to have the skill set and you got to have money. You got to have people and you got to have money. And you got to have the right people and then the right money. More about the right people. And we've got a great place here. I mean, because of where we are in the center of the country, which gives great location to the rest of the country, people come here. We've got a great tourism here, which drives the outdoor lifestyle, the risk-oriented person, the people that want to get up into the fresh air and some of the lifestyles that we all come here for. We've got the telecommunications industry, a big piece of it. And we know it's been struggling. The cable industry started here. The reason I like that industry is because the type of worker that works there is very diverse. If you look at what it takes to deploy a network or deploy communications, it's all about communicating things. It's all about the hardware. It's all about the software. It's all about the bits. It's about satellites. It's about space. It's about people collaborating. It's the skill sets involved there can span all sorts of industries. And I like that about the Colorado region. So we've got to have the people. We've got good people. We've got good businesses here. I think we could name off the 10 or 20 that we think are core to our region. Frankly, the capital is on a per capita basis, it's great, but we need more. And the way the state can help with that is by helping to create a visible state nationally. And so this idea of the convergence corridor, the idea of the governor going out and the legislation and the other people that are setting laws, and they need to get out and see what's going on in other places in the country, and they need to preach what we're really good at. Why is that important? It's because when our businesses go around the United States or around the world, you want there to be a carpet already there. Oh, you're from Colorado. Hey. Isn't that where things are happening? In that industry, in this industry, and that, you know, we'd like to do business with you. When J.D. Edwards, you know, goes, you know, to New York, and they go, where's your corporate headquarters? You know, and they say Denver, Colorado. What you don't want to happen is, what? Right? You know, you want them to go, yeah, I hear that's a great place for a business to grow. Well, J.D. Edwards can't put that carpet out in front of that customer. It has to be a state initiative, and it needs to be resources that focus externally to tell the story. There are some state, some economic development committees and groups, and I would put ours against them, that are very good at this, and we have been trying to model many of those things. But it's that kind of thing that I think the state can do will go a long way to getting us to continue to be more diverse, deep, wide, strong as we go forward.
If I can contend for tallest guy in the panel here, I think see what happens. The state plays a critical role. One of the reasons J.D. Edwards has had 25 years of success here in the region is because we're not on either coast, and that this place continues to be a magnet for smart, diverse people that bring something to the table, creativity, technical prowess. So the state needs to continue to invest in the state to make this place a magnet for this kind of smart people that build companies like ours. The state has to continue to create a positive business environment that allows startups to thrive, that allows larger corporations like us to bring in the kind of employee base that makes us the right place to live. I think the state also needs to recognize the state of business here in Colorado. All of us as technology companies are hurting. And this has not been the best 15 months for anybody. And there are obstacles for us to participate actively in the state as a part of the technology community in as far as it taxes our resources. So I would put it back to Mark's team and the state at large to find ways to allow companies like ours and others to be a part of this community in a way that doesn't necessarily come only with a check. in a way that we can offer our expertise and our leadership and our experience on a global stage and bring that back here to the state, but do it in a way that doesn't make us make hard decisions about our budgets. I think that is one way that the state can continue to create a continuous community of technologists here, and we can continue to thrive and be that magnet. And Rick hits it on the head. We need to be able to go to New York, and when we say Denver, they say, ah. They don't say, huh. And that's what we're looking for. And I will say that we get more and more of that. It's becoming easier and easier for us to recruit from around the nation. We now have interest expressed from some of the top technology colleges and developers that want to come join our organization. And it's not just J.D. Edwards they're joining, it's the state of Colorado and groups like this, the community here tonight. So I think the state has a critical role to play, but I think it can do more than it has done today.